bucket and save you big. Same powerful claim, now with more value. Grab your 1.5 kg refill, top it up, and keep the fresh going. Aloha, say hello to fresh. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: HH announces annual budget allocation to support National Day of Prayer. Analyst urges law to compel mining firms to reinvest in local communities. Kenyans bid farewell to ex-Prime Minister Odinga in his political heartland.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. The government has announced that it will make annual budget allocations to support the National Day of Prayer, Fasting, Repentance and Reconciliation, and has called on the church to take the lead in guiding and depoliticizing the process. President Hagainde Hichilema has made the announcement during this year's commemoration of the National Day of Prayer, saying his administration is working to institutionalize and rationalize the event so that it becomes a lasting national tradition rooted in unity and faith. The head of state urged the church to continue preaching messages of peace, love, unity and reconciliation, while also living by those values through action. President Hichilema emphasized that prayer must be accompanied by hard work, noting that the true progress for Zambia will come from both faith and diligence. The president also took time to remember the late former President Edgar Lungu, praying for his soul to rest in peace and calling for closure on the outstanding matters surrounding his burial.
10 years of observing the National Day of Prayer, Fasting, Repentance and Reconciliation. We affirm that the Board of Trust is one. I must repeat this, the Board of Trust is one. Different denominations, churches, but for one God only. God the Father, the Son and Mutakatifu, the Holy Spirit. I know many of you who are not members saying, what is he saying? So, we indeed are happy to be here as a family of Christians.
Chiengi Member of Parliament Given Katuta has charged that the National Day of Prayer, Fasting and Reconciliation should have been used by President Hagainde Hichilema to promote genuine reconciliation and forgiveness, particularly with former President Edgar Lungu's family and other political players. Zambia Today, 18th October, commemorated the National Day of Prayer, Fasting and Reconciliation, an event that President Hichilema attended for the first time since assuming office 4 years ago. However, speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Ms. Katuta says observing the day without genuine effort towards reconciliation and forgiveness was meaningless, especially at a time when political tension remains high. Ms. Katuta has urged the head of state to open a new chapter by extending forgiveness and reconciliation to political players who may be facing what she describes as politically motivated charges.
It's what everyone will do. Imagine if the head of state today stands and apologizes to the Lung family or to the nation, you know, regarding the impasses that they have regarding the burial of the former head of state. And he promises people that they'll be able to do it. He even forgives his colleagues, the fellow politicians, who are in prisons, because most of these, it's not that really they committed crime. These are political persecutions. Some have uttered words just like the way any politician can be, you know, can be careless out of frustration. They call them political statements, which are harmless.
Economic analyst Patrick Mwape has called on the government to enact a law that compels mining companies to reinvest in the development of towns where they operate, similar to policies implemented during the UNIP era. Mr. Mwape says it is regrettable that towns such as Lufwanyama, despite being rich in emeralds, remain underdeveloped with little visible benefit from the vast mineral wealth extracted from the area. He has set aside a northwestern province which is rich in gold and copper, yet continues to lag behind the infrastructure and social services despite contributing significantly to the national economy. Mr. Mwape has emphasized that there is an urgent need for the government to introduce a statutory instrument compelling mining firms to channel part of their revenues into improving and providing social amenities such as schools, hospitals and roads in communities where they operate.
What they should do, let them try to capture them the way they are doing. I expect them to be dealing in gemstones, so that everyone to build, especially the turnover tax.
The Zambia police has disclosed that three people have died in a fatal road traffic accident that occurred last night near Chikobola Primary School along the Great North Road in Serengeti District. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says the accident happened around 20 hours when a Toyota Spartan carrying three male passengers rammed into a stationary four-truck and trailer that developed a mechanical fault. Preliminary investigation indicates that the Spartan driver was speeding and lost control of the vehicle before crashing into the truck. All three passengers died on the spot, while the driver sustained serious injuries and is receiving treatment at Serengeti District Hospital.
Three passengers died on the spot in a road traffic accident that occurred on October 17, 2025, around 20 hours near Chikubula Primary School along the Great North Road, about 20 kilometers west of Serengeti Town. The accident involved a stationary Ford truck and trailer, registration number T301DSZ and T279GBV, driven by an unknown driver, reported to be a Tanzanian national, and an unregistered Toyota Spartan IT number 2223, carrying three male passengers. Preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the driver of the Toyota Spartan lost control due to excessive speed and rammed into the stationary truck.
And now, business news. Business news.
Agriculture expert Edifai Hamugale has described the establishment of the urea fertilizer plant in Chilanga as a major milestone in Zambia's quest for agricultural transformation and economic diversification. Dr. Hamugale says the plant's commissioning marks a turning point for the country, as it will enable Zambia to produce urea fertilizer locally for the first time, a development that positions the nation to become a net exporter of vital agricultural import. He has explained that domestic production of urea will bring multiple benefits, including increased export earnings, lower crop production cost, enhanced food security, job creation and reduced import expenses.
Zambia's total annual urea demand is estimated to be around 400,000 metric tons, I'm sure you know that, which is the domestic consumption level which the new United Capital Fertilizer Plant in Chilanga aims to meet. This plant is expected to produce 800,000 metric tons to meet the entire domestic demand, and that's allowing Zambia to become a net exporter of the excess 400,000 metric tons of urea from this year onwards, if you do your mathematics. You see, producing fertilizers domestically offers benefits like increased agricultural productivity, reduced cost of production, greater food security for sure, and economic growth through job creation, export earnings and reduced import costs which have been carrying over the years.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand, you join the league of certified customers. us. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 076-519-4796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
Tens of thousands of mourners have gathered in the Kenyan city of Kisumu to pay their respects to late former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. The